USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. At least seven people are dead after separate shootings in Northern California. Police say a suspect is in custody and there's no ongoing threat to the community. Reports say the shootings happened this afternoon at two different locations, including one at a marijuana growing farm in Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco. Meanwhile, the man who disarmed a gunman in Monterey Park, California, that killed 10 people and injured 10 others over the weekend, is telling his story.
Appearing on ABC's Good Morning America Monday, Brandon Say said he saw a man enter the dance hall lobby, heard clicking sounds, saw the gun, and knew he had to do something.
Something came over me. I realized I needed to get the weapon away from him. I needed to take this weapon, disarm him, or else everybody would have died.
Say said once he got the gun, he told the man to leave or he'd shoot. The suspect then took off to the parking lot and got in his van. I'm John Schaefer.
Winter storm warnings and winter weather alerts are now posted from New Mexico all the way to southern Illinois. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Swink says the heavier snow will be in central Oklahoma.
In some locations, you know, you might get 1 to 2 inches. Others could get up to 6 to 8. And it could be widely varying between, like, over 20 to 30 miles.
He says rain across the region will change over to snow as the night goes on, but he says ice should not be a problem. The White House said earlier it did not intend to get involved in debt ceiling discussions, but on Tuesday, President Biden is expected to meet with top congressional Democrats and perhaps Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as the U.S. debt default debate is expected to drag through the first half of the year.
When it comes to this new Congress, when it comes to moving forward to deliver for the American people, he wants to do this in a bipartisan way.
Republicans have vowed not to raise the debt limit unless deep cuts are made to federal spending. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Two students are dead after a shooting at a nonprofit mentorship program in Iowa. Police made that confirmation.
Those two people, both students, are dead now at the hospital. The third person, who is an employee of the school, is in serious condition and going into surgery.
It happened near downtown Des Moines, where a teacher was also injured at the Starts Right Here mentorship program. Four members of the far-right Oath Keepers group found guilty of seditious conspiracy. It was the second major sedition trial of members of the group in connection to the attack on the U.S. Capitol 2 years ago. Group members David Marshall, Joseph Hackett, Roberto Minuta, and Edward Vallejo face up to 20 years in prison. The high cost of eggs in the USA has created a new opportunity, smuggling eggs from Mexico.
Border Patrol agents have seen a 300% increase in the interception of fresh eggs coming north. The problem is
fresh eggs are prohibited from entry into the United States.
Rick Pazzo with Customs and Border Protection in Laredo, Texas, says that's because eggs can carry all kinds of animal diseases. And if you're caught, it can get real expensive real fast.
They face an initial fine of $300, and if there's multiple violations, that fine can increase to $1,000.
Even so, the eggs keep coming as eggs on grocery store shelves here in the USA hit $10 a dozen or more. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.